You're listening to MC Exodus Podcast with your host, Michael Kintaeus, Christian Talk, Bible Studies with Commentary. I highly encourage you to download this podcast and share it. Get this message out there. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to MC Exodus Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Kintaeus, and I'm going to get started by talking about the fact that I've been gone from the microphone for the last 2 weeks. I've been doing a lot of self-reflecting, and I have to say that, the devil can throw some stuff at you that you would have never thought would happen. But it does, and it will. And the devil is crafty and can come up with all kinds of ways to tear you down. And during the course of these last 2 weeks, I really had to go ahead and do a self-evaluation of the way I am and what I'm even in this game for. You know, what did this ministry even accomplish? And why did I even start it? The reason why the Exodus was even created was because I made a promise to God. He saved my leg during a prayer, and I devoted the rest of my life to serving Him. And granted, I'm not the most perfect person. And who is, right? You got these millionaire pastors up there walking around like they're perfect. But nobody knows how they are behind closed doors. And to be honest with you, anyone that's in the limelight or behind a camera or a microphone, the audience does not know how they really are behind closed doors. Only our family members and closest friends do. You know, and you can go back to that verse in the Bible where it says that a prophet isn't heard in his hometown. Jesus was describing how his own family members really didn't look at him the same way that strangers do. And you know what? That verse in that in the Bible is completely true even to this day. You know, your closest friends and the people that you have known all your life, after God activates you and puts you into service, they would never believe that you would be able to do anything for God. And when God bestows the anointing on you and like people actually get healed when you lay hands on them or you cast demons out of someone right in front of all these other people, they do not ever understand how you were able to even perform such a miracle through the Holy Spirit. And that's probably because it's beyond their understanding. And God chose you to do something, not them. So when someone doubts your ability through God, or even the reason why God chose you, it's really none of their business. It's God's business. And it's you that has to obey Him. And it's going to be extremely difficult because some of us are really broken and barely surviving when He calls us into service. I was one of them. I'm going to be honest with you. I have all these platforms, but that doesn't mean I'm perfect. The only way that I'm even making it is because my Lord ordains it. Every time I wake up, it's because He allowed it. Every time that I open my mouth about God, it's because He told me to. And every time I speak something that really, really touches someone's heart, it's because He wanted it to. Now with that being said, let's get into Proverbs chapter 15, starting with verse 1. A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. That's right. Haven't you noticed that every time you go ahead and say something nice to someone, even if they're angry, they won't lash out at you. And why is that? Because you're not accelerating the insults. You're not trying to make someone hurt or be angry. You're actually giving them a gentle answer, like it says, deflects anger. Now take a look right here in verse 2. The tongue of the wise makes knowledge appealing, but the mouth of a fool belches out foolishness. The Lord is watching everywhere, keeping his eye on both the evil and the good. Really. So when you're doing wrong and you know that it's wrong, even in your heart, you know it's wrong. You just know it is, but you continue to do it. Understand, the Lord is watching everywhere. Verse 3, keeping his eye on both the good and the evil. Now look right here in verse 4, gentle words are a tree of life. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. So when you're sitting there and you're letting your tongue go ahead and produce lies and deceit, you are crushing the spirit. Now look right here. Only a fool despises a parent's discipline. Whoever learns from correction is wise. Yes, so what does that mean? Let's think about this. Sometimes we are forced to learn a lesson, and it doesn't mean that we want to, but we are forced to. And we can either reject it or accept it. And if we accept it, what does this mean? There is a treasure in the house of the godly, but the earnings of the wicked bring trouble. The lips of the wise give good advice, but the heart of a fool has none to give. The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but he delights in the prayers of the upright. In verse 9, the Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue godliness. Whoever abandons the right path will be severely disciplined. Now look, whoever abandons the right path will be severely disciplined. Whoever hates correction will die. Now, when you're thinking about how... Now, let's take a look at this. Whoever abandons the right path will be severely disciplined. So in White Throne Judgment, we're looking at the end times. We're looking when we go and face God. Whoever abandons the right path will be severely disciplined. And whoever hates correction will die. Now, let's think about that. We're not talking about a physical death right now. We're talking about eternal death. We'll die. Whoever hates correction. Well, God corrects his children. And if you don't listen to his Holy Spirit, then how do you expect to live? You know, the Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue godliness. Well, how many of us pursue God? You know, when something really bad comes our way, what do we have a tendency to do? We have a tendency to run right into the pit of hell. We have a tendency to abandon everything that we knew of God and go straight for the darkness. Go straight into the world and just live it. And I'm going to tell you right now that that is absolutely sad. And I'm guilty of it myself. I really am. I am not this Billy Graham perfect person, this persona that the world wants everyone to believe is real. Well, just because I open a Bible and I take to a microphone, I'm supposed to be the Pope? I'm supposed to be this perfect person? Absolutely not. I'm a person. I am a person that is saved by God's grace. I am a person that is saved by the blood of Jesus. I'm a sinner at the end of the day. Okay? I am not some perfect individual. I cannot walk on water. I am not someone that can turn water into wine. I am a sinner that was saved by the blood of Jesus. Period. Now, was I chosen to speak God's word? Yes, I believe I was. And I believe we all are. But do we all choose to answer that call in our lives? Most of us do not. Most of us believe that what we're doing by going to work every day and supporting our families, by being good parents and good spouses, we are doing everything that is required of us in life. And by worldly standards, we are. But by godly standards, we are not. We are to bring people to the kingdom of God. If you say you're a Christian, then go preach the gospel. And don't be afraid. Go tell someone about your friend Jesus Christ and what he did for them. And don't be afraid of what you're going to hear. They might laugh at you. They might tell you to shut up. They might cuss at you. They might run away from you. They might completely reject you. But that's okay because God refines you. God accepts you. God can take that rejection that they give you and do away with it. And that's what we have to understand here. Now let's take a look in verse 11. Even death and destruction hold no secrets from the Lord. How much more does he know the human heart? Mockers hate to be corrected, so they stay away from the wise. A glad heart makes a happy face, but a broken heart crushes the spirit. And it does, doesn't it? Someone that's really busted up and broken, and you go up to them and talk to them, you tend to kind of fall into their pit of unhappiness. I would have to say it's extremely difficult to escape it. You have to go in when talking with someone that's in the midst of the spirit of heaviness and actually be prayed up and protected, because I'm going to tell you, they will draw you into it. Now let's take a look right here, okay? A wise person is hungry for knowledge, while the fool feeds on trash. Now it's so easy to go from wise person that is hungry for knowledge to a fool that's feeding on trash. Because you can get drawn into being a fool. You can get drawn into the trash of the world. But it's a decision that you make for yourself. Now look right here in verse 15. For the despondent, every day brings trouble. For the happy heart, life is a continual feast. Better to have little with fear for the Lord than to have a great treasure in inner turmoil. A bowl of vegetables with someone you love is better than steak with someone you hate. Wow, now think about that. What is better as a meal? What is more appealing? A steak? A nice ribeye, right? Medium well, served at your favorite steakhouse with your favorite steak sauce, or just a bowl of steamed vegetables from anywhere. Now think about this for a second. A bowl of vegetables with someone you love, with someone you love and care for and want to share something with. Good conversation, a nice evening together, feasting off the same bowl of vegetables with one another. Or a steak that you're eating with someone that you despise, someone you can't stand the sight of. Now, what kind of meal would that be? Every bite that you take, you would be staring at them with your hate. Yeah, I would rather eat the bowl of vegetables. I don't know about you. Let's take a look right here in verse 18. A hot-tempered person starts fights, and a cool-tempered person stops them. A lazy person's way is blocked with briars. Now, what's a briar? A briar patch, a thorn bush. Now, let's take a look right here. But the path of the upright is an open highway. So a lazy person's way is blocked with briars, with thorns, with thorn bushes. You can't get through that. But the path of the upright is an open highway. That means it's unblocked. It is open and ready for travel. Now look right here. A sensible children bring joy to their father, but foolish children despise their mother. And foolishness, verse 21, brings joy to those with no sense. A sensible person stays on the right path, plans to go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors will bring success. Everyone enjoys a fitting reply. It is wonderful to say the right thing at the right time. And the path of life leads upward for the wise. They leave the grave behind. In verse 25, the Lord tears down the house of the proud, but he protects the poverty of widows. So look at it like this. I want you to think about pride. It is what got the devil kicked out of heaven. It is what destroyed the lives and marriages and relationships of many, many people. Friendships, employment. Man, let me tell you, so many relationships and so many things have been destroyed because of pride in a person's heart. And look what it says, the Lord tears down the house of the proud. So he'll tear that house down. That house will not stand if there is pride in it. Now, I want you to see that because it happens. It happens all the time. Pride gets in and destroys everything. Now, I want to show you something right here in verse 26. The Lord detests evil plans, but he delights in pure words. So he doesn't like evil plans, like these plans that were set out, oh, I'm going to do this, 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 but it's evil. He detests that. Look, it says, the Lord detests it, but he delights in pure words. Greed brings grief to the whole family, but those who hate bribes will live. The heart of the godly thinks carefully before speaking. The mouth of the wicked overflows with evil words. And I have to say, when you're having an argument with someone and these words just keep pouring out and pouring out, is it really of God at that time? Is it really, really of the Lord? I don't think so. And then you look at your text messages and you see all these insults that you were having an argument with someone over the phone. And it looks like just pure evil on both ends. That is not of God. Look, it says so right here. The mouth of the wicked overflows with evil words. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. And a cheerful look brings the joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. Really? That's interesting to hear. It's very interesting. That means your words bring good health. So keep that in mind when you have the temptation to become wicked. Now let's look right here in verse 37. If you listen to constructive criticism, you will be at home among the wise. But if you reject discipline, you only harm yourself. But if you listen to correction, you grow in understanding. Fear of the Lord teaches wisdom, and humility precedes honor. So I wanted to show you this because I have to tell you, this was a very, very good chapter. I'm going to be reading quite a bit out of the book of Proverbs during my next few episodes. And I think it's a must. I think it's a necessity. You know, a lot of us are going through a lot of pain, a lot of evil, and a lot of destruction in our lives. You know, and don't look at a pastor like he's above and beyond. Don't look at a deacon or an elder like they are untouchable. Because let me tell you, we are all prone to attack, and we all fall short of the glory of God. So this is Michael Kintaeus. This is MC Exodus Podcast. I thank you for listening to my comeback episode as we dive into some of the most important chapters of the book of Proverbs. I thank you for the support of this podcast and all of my listeners. It's been a long ride. It's been a journey, and it's definitely been full of attack. My life has definitely been under an assault, and just keep me in your prayers, because you know the devil wants to tear this show down. The devil wants to destroy all of the social media that I do. The devil wants to completely dismantle everything that the Lord is trying to do through me. I thank you, though, for your support. Please, though, lift me up in prayer as I press on to continue through this season and next. Until my next episode.